All right, guys, so welcome back. Now we're going to talk about merchandising. Okay, now this is one of my favorite pieces because, you know, it converts to money. You know, you basically giving people what the items they already have with your logo on it, which is promoting your brand even that much more, you know, so that's super cool. You know, and when it's family and friends, they support you a whole lot more because they just want to, well, they just want to see you succeed. Well, some of them, not all of them, but you know, for the most part, right? Case by case. But anyway, so yeah, man, so especially in the middle of a pandemic right now, everybody's home, you want to capitalize on those household items that, you know, can you can slap your logo on, whether it's a mouse pad or some curtains or a lampshade, you know, even some hand sanitizer. You know, you can manufacture your own, slap your logo on there and white label it. You know, you can put it on anything as well. I mean, of course, you know, the typical, the shirt, the hat, you know, make sure you get different colors for different people. You never know what they may like. You know, right now you have the mask is the cool thing during the pandemic. So you can get your mask with the logos on it. You definitely want to try to get, you know, the cheapest price that you can, you know, because again, during the pandemic, you know, everybody's trying to hold on to their money. You don't know where the economy's going. So, you know, you definitely want to be even as reasonable as possible to where someone won't hesitate to invest in you. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, you know, I'm not even going to lie to you. Like, I get my shirts for like maybe between five and seven around there, depending on the quantity. The hats, maybe, you know, four to seven bucks, depending on the quantity, you know. But at the same time, I'm selling them from like 30 bucks, you know, 40 bucks plus the shipping, you know, and stuff like that. And I give some people deals, you know. I do a lot of bundle deals. That's what sells the most, with the hat, the shirt, and the the mask all together for 50 bucks. But I made what, like 17 bucks on each item, so I'm still a profit, you know, and it's selling faster with the bundle packages, so you definitely want to consider that as well. Yeah, man, you know, but I can't stress enough about those household appliances that you can slap your logo on. You know, cups is definitely super cool. Yeah, man, you know, they got the candle holders, or you can do it from scratch as well if you want to be creative and, you know, make art with your logo across it, or you can pay someone who does art to put your logo across something. You know, that's also cool too. There's a lot of social media influencers or micro influencers that are into art that, you know, make those paintings of the artists. You could get them to make that for you. They can repost it for you because it's obviously their work, and then you can use that photo that you pay, for example, if you pay that influencer 400 bucks to do that piece of art, right? But since you already have a stronger following, you kind of build that trust with your customers of you having a quality product, then you could slap a top additional number on top of that 400, so you could sell it for 1400. So that's $1,000 come up. And you know, sometimes that may not be realistic, but it just depends on who you're selling it to, how much they believe in you and your product. And you know, you can probably get that extra $1,000. Oh, you can even slap a $500 on it, $200, whatever it is, whatever floats your boat. But either way, you can pay somebody to do the work, add money on top of it, and then you'll make a profit. The artist got paid, the customer gets their product, everybody wins. So you can do that with every item. You understand? Every item that you can possibly think of that you can slap your brand on and sell. You know, so I use that definitely. Yeah, man. So that's pretty much when it comes to merchandising. You know, I didn't have too much for that because it's kind of, you know, it just boils down to whatever can be available to have your name on it, put your name on it, you know, and don't think things are so far out of your reach because you can find somebody else to do it. Yeah, you may have to pay them, but just have the faith that you'll get that money back because you're going to sell it. You're going to put a margin on top of that that's going to be worth it for you to sell. You understand? And sell it.